Hello, and welcome back to another episode of The Tempo, the official podcast of the Kappa Kappa Psi Alumni Association. As we enter election season, we're thrilled to bring you a special series featuring the 2025 candidates for the Alumni Association Board of Directors. Throughout the month of April, we'll be sitting down with the candidates to hear about their vision for the Alumni Association, their experiences as brothers of Kappa Kappa Psi, and how they plan to foster great engagement and connection among alumni. Each candidate will have 15 to 20 minutes of questions and discussion, so be sure to stick around for the full episode. Each episode will feature 3 to 4 candidates. I'm your host for this series, Sav, chair of the Archives and History Subcommittee and host of The Tempo. These interviews will give you a chance to hear directly from the candidates before you cast your vote in the upcoming election. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to The Tempo so you don't miss a single episode. Elections for the AABOD will take place on May 1st, 2025, and in order to participate, you'll need to renew your membership by April 25th, 2025. Be sure to check your email and visit the Kappa Kappa Psi Alumni Association website for all the official election details. Let's get started. Let's welcome our first candidate, Miranda Cook, from the Omicron chapter of Kappa Kappa Psi. Miranda, do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself?
Hi, my name is Miranda Cook. I am a life member of the Omicron chapter at West Virginia University. I currently serve as the vice chair and membership director of the Kappa Kappa Psi Alumni Association. And for my career, I'm actually a band and choir director at Northern Garrett High School, located in Accident, Maryland.
Awesome. And can you take a few minutes to tell us a little bit about your platform and the key goals that define your candidacy?
Yes, absolutely. So whenever I wrote my letter, I wrote it from the perspective of getting the chair position. Since I served as vice chair and I took over for Marina during her maternity leave, one of the things that I got to see while serving as the interim chair is the overall vision and ideas that the Alumni Association can have. So one of the main things for me is empowerment. As a music educator, one of the best feelings I get is seeing someone that I've, you know, had an impact on the life, whether it's being teaching or mentoring or just being a part of my life in general, like just seeing them be successful and conquering their goals. And with the Alumni Association, from my experience, I've experienced love, passion, and a drive for our organization. And I want to continue to foster that. So some of the ideas I've had was increasing transparency and communication within the Kappa Kappa Psi Alumni Association, with an addition with our social media and our podcast. Again, sending more frequent emails for a more personalized approach to renewed alumni members, as well as those who haven't renewed. At least that way for renewed members to stay up to date with all the happenings within the organization. And for those who haven't renewed, at least to kind of give them an idea of what's happening and encouraging them to join the Alumni Association. I'd like to also help cultivate current programming for brothers to grow professionally, fraternally, musically, and personally, as well as helping establishing new programming to really encourage professional development. I'd also like to advocate the values and the mission of the Kappa Kappa Psi Alumni Association to brothers, band, and music organizations to help for a lifelong commitment to the band programs and Kappa Kappa Psi to help increase the awareness of our organization. And of course, collaborating with the national leadership team and the various committees through the national leadership, the national council, and the Alumni Association to help promote all of our programming's membership, different opportunities, and create a united vision overall.
Great. You mentioned you're interested in chair. Does vice chair interest you again, or are there other director roles that you're interested in serving?
Yeah, like, of course, I'm happy to serve in whatever positions. Previously, I have served as the outreach director on the Alumni Association Board of Directors. In that position, my goal was to reach out to different music organizations and to help establish different connections with them. I've also have had experiences with other positions. For example, thinking about the awards and activities director. Like I've done a lot of awards while I was an active, as well as helping cover the awards and activities director position while we were filling that position. But if I couldn't serve as chair in was elected as vice chair or for another director. Another position I would like to try is the LAA director. I think the LAAs and district alumni associations, they do a lot of work. And I think they help establish a sense of community with M Brothers, and getting to work with them, thinking with district alumni associations, how they help plan district convention. I think that's one of the main key things is trying to like help them out in any way that they need and helping support them. Because without their planning and their hard work, we wouldn't be able to have like district conventions and helping making sure that LAAs are growing and really thriving in general. So I think that would be a position that I would also be interested in.
Awesome. And you talked a little bit about some of your goals. If you had to choose one to make a priority as an AA director, how would you maybe track or measure the success of that goal?
Yeah, absolutely. I would definitely say collaboration with the national leadership team based off of Nick's vision for Kappa Kappa Psi. I think one of the most important things is to collaborate with the National Council as well as the Board of Trustees. So that way we have an aligned vision and ultimate goal of where we want the organization to go. So at least for those things, I was thinking whoever the chair is, if I was elected chair or someone else, meets with Nick as well as the future Board of Trustee chair, at least meeting weekly or biweekly, at least trying to talk about what each side of the fraternity is working on and how we can accomplish those goals. And of course, including all the National Council, Board of Trustees, and the Board of Directors on those conversations so that they are aware and we can help keep Kappa Kappa Psi moving forward.
Wonderful. The next question I have for you, Miranda, is can you tell us about a successful program or initiative that you led, either fraternity related or within your professional career, and how you determined its effectiveness?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things that I've enjoyed as membership director, I've been trying to create different virtual social events. We've had a New Year's celebration before. We've also been trying to establish gaming nights. And I think these are ways that brothers can connect from a distance. Sometimes it's difficult to meet in person or to coordinate with schedules, but these are a great way for people to connect. Of course, you know, we get to mainly hang out together. And that's one of the nice things about the organization. And personally, one of my favorite things is getting to talk with people and getting to, you know, reconnect on those levels. So those are some of the things that I've enjoyed as membership director. Professionally, one of the things I've really enjoyed is getting to collaborate with other bands. Last year, in preparation for our winter council, we actually collaborated with Frostburg State University. So we were able to have a clinic there and get to perform with the Frostburg State University band. And on our upcoming spring concert, we're actually going to do a combined piece with the local community band and help promote the importance of lifelong music making. So that's one of the things I'm really, really excited about upcoming.
Awesome. For the next question, I want to give you a little bit of a scenario here. Imagine that you are talking with an alumni brother who's not actively engaged with the fraternity in any way at this current time. What would you suggest to them is the best reason to join the Alumni Association? How would you maybe articulate the benefits, both tangible and intangible? And how would you promote the culture of giving and our responsibility to keep striving financially as alumni?
Yeah, absolutely. So I've had some of these conversations as membership director with alumni who are on the fence about renewing their membership, or they're thinking, oh, I don't need to renew. Or I've also had these conversations with graduating seniors who are like, yeah, I'll go for the free year of membership, but then I won't renew. So again, I like to have personal conversations with them and figure out their Kappa Kappa why. So why did they join? Why are they staying in the organization? So whether it be for, you know, the love and service for bands, for their friends, all the various different reasons, and figuring out, you know, why they love Kappa Kappa Psi. And I think one of the most important things is tapping into that flame of that they're really passionate about and make those connections with what we have with the organization. So, of course, one of the main pillars is brotherhood. And getting up to be a part of the Kappa Kappa Psi Alumni Association helps strengthen that pillar of brotherhood. So, again, we have various different opportunities for our brothers to participate. Of course, we have different social events that we've been hosting, whether virtual or in person, such as like Brothers in the Ballpark or New Year, New Bros, thinking of those different things. Of course, it's also a chance for them to develop professionally. So, for example, we have the mentorship program. So whether they are a brand new alumni, or maybe they've had a career change, or just want to learn how to use Discord, something like that, they can join the mentorship program and be mentored on those different things, and you get to make those connections and build your networking. So those are some of the great ways of being a part of the Alumni Association. And thinking back to giving overall, I think one of the most important things is thinking of all the programs and experiences that you've had with Kappa Psi. Of course, thinking of, for example, like district conventions and national convention. For those that are able to travel, you know, we've had many great experiences with it. And getting to be a part of national leadership and serving on the board of directors, you get to really see the behind the scenes work that goes into it. And it is a lot of work. Thinking of all the logistics and planning, making sure workshops are scheduled. And I think with all those programs, that helps brothers develop into great leaders and people in general. And thinking about giving back to those programs and giving to students, that's one of the most important things, and to give them those experiences that you've had. And through charitable gifting, of course, if one's having trouble, you know, I can't renew right now, funds are pretty low, what other ways can I contribute? So one of the things, again, we have the LAA tier, which is a great way for people to kind of get involved, especially if they haven't been involved in the organization for a while. And we also have the giving program, where you can just give a small amount for each month. And as you build up on those credits, you can earn a life membership, whether that be to you or to another brother. And I think one of those, the raising the culture of gifting is so important, and giving back. So helping build that sense of connection and the love that we have for the organization to help Kappa Kappa Psi strive for the highest.
Absolutely, yeah, I agree. The last question I have for you is about Dr. Rohr's vision for the upcoming biennium, which is the AEA Way. It has five main points. First is continuing the KK Psi journey. Second, strengthening the member experience beyond the road to wisdom. Third, solidifying our engagement and volunteer pipeline. Fourth, moving forward through an aligned goal and purpose. And fifth, bringing a sense of joy to all the work that we do. So in total, Dr. Rohr's vision is really about elevating the fraternity's brand and the member experience. So my question is, how would you help support his vision as an Alumni Association director?
Yeah, so what I talked about earlier is meeting with Nick as well as the Board of Trustee Chair, either weekly or biweekly, so that way we can talk about having the aligned purpose that we have. So overall, we can connect with that and help implement Nick's vision. Thinking about the member experience, of course, with alumni, you know, we all have our own different journeys, and thinking about what would the alumni like to see from the organization? Would it be more social events, whether it be in person or virtual? Would they like to have some professional development opportunities that we can connect with? And trying to reach out to different organizations to help out with that. And, you know, of course, encouraging, you know, brothers to help volunteer and to give back, whether it be to serve on a committee, serving as a friend and advocate. There's plenty of ways for people to be involved. And of course, really, really tapping into the Kappa Kappa Y and the ultimate joy that we have for the organization and why we love it. And getting to have those connections and different events that we can really bond with those.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Miranda, for answering all the questions I had for you today. If anyone wants to reach out to you or connect with you, where can they find you?
Yeah, so there are several ways that you can connect with me. One way is by email. So that'd be miranda.cook@kksi.org. You can also find me on Facebook and Instagram. And I will also give my cell phone number so you can call or text me. My number is 304 703 4737.
Perfect. And lastly, do you have any final thoughts or comments for our listeners today?
Yes. And as for final thoughts, thank you all for listening to my interview, as well as the other candidates' interviews, as well as your support for me as I have served as a director this past biennium, and as well as the previous biennium, like half term. Without you all, I would not be where I am today. So thank you.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Miranda. Let's welcome our next candidate, Liz Duncan, from the new Kappa chapter of Kappa Kappa Psi. Liz, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah. Hi, I'm Liz Duncan. I'm a life member of the new Kappa chapter at Georgia Southern University. I was initiated in fall of 2018 as part of our ADA class. I currently serve as the chair of the Alumni Association's Communications Committee, and I also serve as the Special Projects Chair of the National Communications Committee. Personally, professionally, I work at Georgia Southern, so my alma mater. I'm the Facilities and Events Coordinator for our student union on the Armstrong campus, which is in Savannah. And basically what that means is that everything student union with the building, with the events that go on inside of it, that comes through me. So event planner by day, communications person by night.
Awesome. And can you take a few minutes to share a little bit about your platform and the key goals that define your candidacy?
Yeah, for sure. So a lot of my goals kind of center around communications, obviously, because that's where my heart is. But as far as specific goals, I'm not trying to reinvent the wheel, because I think that this biennium, we've done a great job inventing the wheel in the first place. But my goals surround sort of greasing the wheel where it needs to be. That way we can just continue operating smoothly, and we can continue serving our brothers in the way that they need to be served. Because I might be biased, but I think that communication is one of the most important things that you can have as part of any organization. But especially in an organization like this, where we have brothers all across the country, and the world, and wanting to keep them updated on alumni association things and even national things sometimes, I think just continuing to see what areas can be improved is important, but you don't have to reinvent the wheel to do that. Some specific goals that I have, so enhancing that digital communication, so streamlining the use of digital platforms, and that way we can get things out in a timely and consistent manner. That way people know what to expect when they see the Alumni Association post. Streamlining requests, which more so is for the committees and for the AABOD itself. That way it's easier on those committee chairs and on those AABOD members to get their information to us so that we can get the posts out again in a timely and consistent way. So through things like we've implemented a Google form, so we'll more fully implement that Google form in the next 2 to 4 years if I'm elected. More fully implement that so that that process is a little bit easier and there's not so much confusion. And then fostering alumni engagement overall so that there is a communication. I believe that there is a two-way street that needs to happen with communication. Because it's not shouldn't just be us shouting things at you that are happening in the alumni world. We also want to hear from you about what you think about the things that are happening in the alumni world. And then closing out with creating a feedback loop. So when we have these Instagram, we have the Facebook, and we send out the encore, when we have these things, having a way for you to reach out to us directly and say, hey, I really enjoyed that you did this, or I really didn't enjoy that you did this. That way we can work together on that, because again, it shouldn't be us shouting things at you. It should be a dialogue that happens back and forth. And I think that pretty much sums it up. I just want to, as silly as it sounds, I want to communicate. So creating a space for people to be able to do that and be able to do that effectively.
Great. And are there other director roles that you're interested in serving, or do the offices of chair or vice chair interest you at all?
So I would be interested in serving really anywhere that the Alumni Association feels that I'm best fit. I encourage you to obviously look through all of our packets, but feel free to look through my packet and through my resume to kind of see where you might think that I'm best fit. As far as chair or vice chair, I would prefer that those roles go to somebody that maybe has more institutional knowledge. On the AABOD, being chair for the better part of a biennium has given me a little bit of insight, but I think that personally I'd feel more comfortable with that going to somebody with institutional knowledge. But for any of the other director positions, I'm open to it and feel free to go through my resume as you see fit and see where you'd like me, but communications is where my heart is.
Awesome. All right, my next question for you is, what is one goal, like you mentioned a little bit about your goals, what is one goal you would kind of prioritize and how would you track or measure the success of that goal?
Yeah, so I think the goal that I would probably prioritize the most is fostering the alumni engagement piece. Because again, I want it to be a two-way street. I don't want you to feel like all we are doing is spouting off information, because we do plenty of that anyways, just the nature of being social media for a large org. But fostering that alumni engagement through things like continuing Alumni Tuesdays, where, in case you're not familiar with it, where we post a question about once a month-ish, and in the comments, you can respond to that question with pictures or comments on how you relate to the post. And then I've seen lots of conversations happening in those comments because somebody will say something and they'll be somebody else will say, oh, I've had that exact same experience. So that's great. So not even just fostering that engagement with us, but with each other. And then again, creating that feedback loop. So, which I feel like falls under that fostering alumni engagement, because as much as I want you to be engaged with each other and engage with the content that we're posting, I want you to feel comfortable being engaged with us as a committee, because at the end of the day, we're all brothers. So there's no, there shouldn't be any barrier to you voicing your opinion to us. I know that sometimes it can be a little subconscious, but trying to really open it up to where there's no excuse for to where there's really no excuse for you feeling like you can't share your opinions. I want to make sure that it feels open.
Wonderful. And can you tell us about a successful program or initiative that you led that was either fraternity related or in your professional career and how you determined its effectiveness?
I got to think. So I'll go back to my active days. I've done plenty since my active days, but I think one of the biggest projects that I undertook in a fraternal sense was we do in Nu Kappa do this fundraiser, and they still do it. They actually just did it last week, called the Nu Kappa Carnival. And that is my brainchild. And I put it together. It was a huge, it's called the Rotunda, and it's about 10 to 12 tabling spots, and we booked the entire thing. So we had carnival games, we had food, various things that people could purchase, and that has been one of our hallmark fundraisers. And the biggest thing about the carnival was that I had scheduled it to happen in March of 2020. And we all know what happened then. So our carnival ended up getting pushed back to October. So there was a lot of, we had been working on it for a whole semester. There was a lot of, at the very end, when of course it gets canceled, a lot of having to shuffle things around and how do we make this work? And thankfully we did make it work. And measuring success with things like fundraisers is a whole lot easier, because, you know, you have a literal number to associate with that. And it was very successful to the point that, like I said, last week they did that fundraiser again. And so I think that that's the biggest thing that I've done. And I can relate that to a lot of things in the sense that in my professional life, in my KKSI life, you just have to know how to pivot. And that was the biggest thing that I learned from doing that carnival, was how to pivot and make things work, because it's not always going to go how we want to do it. And so in the communications world, if we put a post out and maybe it's not received very well, or we were just any number of things that can go into having to pivot in the communications world, I feel like that experience and then experience that I've gotten through hosting events, because events are always changing as well, has given me the ability to, if something like that were to come up, we'll just make a 180. We'll make it happen.
Awesome. Thank you, Liz. I want to give you a bit of a scenario for this next question. Imagine that you are talking with an alumni brother who is not actively engaged with the fraternity in any way at this time. What would you suggest to them as the best reason to join Kappa Kappa Psi Alumni Association? How would you maybe articulate the benefits, both tangible and intangible? And how would you promote the culture of giving and our responsibility to keep striving financially as alumni?
Do you mind if we split that question up? Because I already forgot the first part of it.
Sure, yeah, that's fine. the first part is about talking to an alumni brother who's not actively engaged, right? So what would you suggest to them is the best reason to join the Kappa Kappa Psi Alumni Association?
I would say the best reason to join the Kappa Kappa Psi Alumni Association is the brotherhood. I understand that you can have brotherhood without being a part of the Alumni Association, but the best way to exemplify that brotherhood is by going to conventions. A couple of weeks ago, I went to the Southeast District Convention, and then in July, I'll be at NatCon. And those are some of the pinnacle events that we do, obviously, but also brothers that you don't ever see, you see at those conventions. And that is my favorite part, is just enhancing that brotherhood in a way, because you can't go to the convention if you're not part of the Kappa Kappa Psi Alumni Association. And so that brotherhood cannot be replaced, no matter how many people in your area you may know. The brotherhood that happens at convention cannot be replaced. And then even beyond that, it's just joining Kappa Kappa Psi is a lifetime commitment. And if I could go out on the rooftops and scream that to everybody, I would. Here I am screaming that from the rooftops that are the Tempo. I assume that we all want to continue serving the bands. I assume that we all still love music. And so why wouldn't you? At the end of the day, that sounds like a silly answer, but what is stopping you?
I feel like you kind of touched on the second part, which was articulating the benefits, both tangible and intangible. So I'll give you the third part, which was how would you promote the culture of giving and our responsibility to keep striving financially as alumni?
So our commitment to giving. I would say, so our commitment to giving as alumni, we all know, and I understand first and foremost, that just because we are alumni does not mean necessarily that we are in the best financial position. However, we are also not broke college students. So I feel like our commitment to giving kind of goes back to what I was just saying about how it's a lifelong commitment to be a part of Kappa Kappa Psi. And so why wouldn't we want to support the organizations that are actively advancing music on college and university campuses? So with our big boy and big girl jobs, making sure that we're taking time to really consider what it is that we hold dear, because there's a lot of ways that you can give to specific funds. So if you have a real passion for donating to, we'll just throw one out there, the NIB. If you have a real passion for the NIB, maybe you participated in the NIB, again, just as an example, but choosing to donate towards something like the Max Mitchell Grant, there are plenty of ways for you to give to causes that matter to you. And hopefully, as a brother, there are still causes that matter to you. And if you don't feel like there are, please reach out to our finance director or anyone on the AABOD, because I can pretty much guarantee you that there is a cause that matters to you. And a lot of the ways that we give, other than the giving program, which is also great because you can accrue credit towards the life membership, it's through our merch, and who does not love merch? So there's just so many ways to give back, and I just think it'd be silly not to. I understand that there's financial limitations. I understand that firsthand. But when you're able, think about supporting the org that has given so much to you.
Awesome. And I've got one last question for you. This one is about Dr. Rohr's vision for the 2025-2027 biennium, which is the AEA way. It has five main points of continuing the KKSI journey, strengthening the member experience beyond the road to wisdom, solidifying our engagement and volunteer pipeline, moving forward through an aligned goal and purpose, and bringing a sense of joy to all of the work that we do. So really, in total, his vision is about elevating the fraternity's brand and the member experience. So my question is, how would you help support Dr. Rohrer's vision as an alumni association director?
Yeah, so Dr. Rohrer's vision sounds very familiar to to another vision that a certain person wanting to be communications director has. And I really think that what it boils down to is being the alumni association, if I were to be elected as the communications director, the only way to get a vision put in motion is to communicate it. Now, of course, there's the National Communications Committee, which services the actives that might be more involved directly in communicating his vision to the fraternity at large. But there are also plenty of parts of that, especially I really latched on to what you said about the volunteer pipeline, because a lot of the volunteers in the fraternity right now are alumni members. So working closely with the National Communications Committee and working closely with Dr. Rohrer to make sure that we are distinguishing what is maybe more alumni-centered and what is a little more active-centered. While we're one org, that Venn diagram does not always cross over. So it would just be a lot of communication with Dr. Rohrer and the National Communications Committee, and then taking that information back to the AABOD and say, this is what Dr. Rohrer's vision is. This is how we think that it applies to the Alumni Association. This is what he thinks. Combining all of that together, and then we get that out to you. And I really think it's as simple as that. Communicate, which sounds silly coming from the person that is going for communications, but that's all it boils down to. We've got to talk to each other, and then we've got to get that information out in a way that makes sense, which goes back to that feedback loop, because if we put something out there and you're like, this doesn't make any sense, then I want you to feel like you can tell us that it doesn't make sense, so that then we can either adjust it to where it does make sense, or direct you to Dr. Rohrer himself, or somebody that has answers for you to help make it make sense. But I really think that that's what it boils down to. I'm excited, if elected, I'm excited to see what Dr. Rohrer does, and excited to support his vision however he needs to. He just needs to ask. We'll do.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Liz, for answering all of my questions today. If anyone wants to reach out to you or connect with you, where can they find you?
Yeah, so if you want to reach out to me, my phone number is 404-740-5908. Yes, I'm putting that out there on the internet because I don't care. Feel free to shoot me a text. I'm on all social media, just Liz Duncan, or you can email me if you're more formal about it at liz@kksi.org.
Awesome. And do you have any final thoughts or comments for any of our listeners today?
I just want to give a big thank you. Thank you for listening to these podcasts, just generally, because the Tempo has been our baby this biennium, just from a communications committee perspective. But also thank you for taking the time to really think through who you want to serve on your AABOD, especially as we're transitioning into these four-year terms. Really consider it, really read through all the packets, and I appreciate it. And I also want to give a final shout out to the communications committee and to the pod squad, because without the committee and without the pod squad, literally nothing that we do would be possible. Our social media would be blank if it wasn't for a committee. So I just want to give a big thank you to everyone.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Liz, again, for chatting with me today. Let's welcome our next candidate, Jesse Jackson, from the Mighty Iota Zeta chapter of Kappa Kappa Psi. Jesse, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, of course. Again, my name is Jesse Jackson. I'm a recent graduate of North Carolina Anti-State University. I'm a spring 2021 initiate into the Iota Zeta chapter, where I am now a life member. Some fraternal experience. I was Southeast District President for 2 years. I've held some chapter positions, and now I'm looking to hold a position on the Alumni Association Board of Directors.
Awesome. And can you take a few minutes to share a little bit about your platform and the key goals that define your candidacy?
That's such a big question. So I guess my main purpose with AABOD is I do want to run for local Alumni Association Director. I do see that there's a lot of LAAs coming up right now, and I want to continue that trend because I believe that the work after you graduate in KKSI never stops. The service never stops. That's something that people in my chapter have always said, and that's what I always strive to embody with everybody else, and to everybody else. I think that it's just important for the preservation of our fraternity and for the Loan Association as a whole. If it stops after graduation, then everything will stop. And I just don't believe in that. And so I want to continue working towards, like, how can we increase alumni involvement? What work can the AABOD do to further enhance people's alumni membership? And as well as just finding more ways to collaborate with everybody else. So I know we meet at district conventions, we'll meet at national conventions, but like, what can we do throughout the year in between those times to actually like highlight alumni? I know we use social media, we use podcasts. There's a lot of things that are happening right now, but how can we further enhance those things? And that's something that I really want to figure out and learn as I take this journey with potentially seven other people. I think I've talked to a lot of people during my time as in district leadership, and I want to continue those conversations. I want to continue learning from those perspectives and see what I could potentially do to enhance their membership and just enhance their goals as well. I know there's a lot of things people want with KKSI. You know, people have things that they love, things that they may not like, and I want to hear those things and I want to see what we can do. My last point is my biggest goal since joining in spring 21 was doing anything I can for the organization. I want to take the necessary steps to enhance not only everyone else's membership, but prospective members. I think when they see the work that prospective members can do even after they graduate, I think would enhance future membership into KKSI. And I know that's a big goal for the fraternity. And so I want to just highlight the organization, highlight the Alumni Association any way we can, mainly on a local level, because I believe that's kind of where it all starts. So I believe that, not believe, but that's kind of where I'm at with that.
Awesome. That's great. You mentioned that you're mostly interested in LAA director. Do the offices of chair or vice chair of the AABOD interest you at all?
Oh, absolutely. I believe I'm a natural leader. I may not know everything, but I do believe in like absolutely learning anything I can. I want to know everything I can about the Alumni Association, about what people feel about, how they feel about everything with alumni life and just what they can do to help. And so I feel like when I do get that opportunity to learn, that would make me a better leader. And you know, of course, I do have district leadership, I have chapter leadership. So I want to take that experience if necessary, then yeah, I would absolutely be vice chair or chair. And of course, working with the National Council, I think that'd be a great opportunity. I'm not opposed to that at all.
Awesome. Thank you. You mentioned a little bit about your goals. If you had to pick kind of one of your goals, how would you maybe track or measure the success of that goal?
So I think the biggest goal that I'm pretty sure that the current BOD is working on is, how do I say it, is increasing local alumni associations. So I guess, for example, so like Divine Nine organizations, they have alumni chapters. Once they graduate, you can join alumni chapter and continue the work there. I believe that local alumni associations do much of the same thing. And so I think just increasing those numbers there would be, I think if we had about, I guess, let's say like in 4 years, we had like 50 to 75 local alumni associations, whether that's on a district level or a regional, level or on a chapter level, I think that would be the biggest thing. Because I mean, what happens when you graduate? People kind of don't think that there's anything to do. I mean, KKSI is a band fraternity, and yet there's still so much to do, especially for the organization. And I think everybody, once you join, I think the first thing in your mind should be like, what can I do for KKSI? KKSI offers so many opportunities to enhance your leadership, enhance your musicianship, enhance your service. And I think like, I have the perspective of how much can I do for the organization. So I want people to understand that with these LAAs and just paying your dues to the Alumni Association, that there's so many more ways that you can serve the organization. I know I can kind of talk a lot about my thoughts on everything, and you asked a simple question, but I think there's just so much to it. But I think it all starts with the overall growth of local alumni associations. And I think if we can just get 50 to 75 more of those in the next 2 or 4 years, that would be everything.
Absolutely. I agree. Okay, so a bit of a scenario for you. Imagine that you are talking with an alumni brother who's not actively engaged with the fraternity in any way at this current time. What would you maybe suggest to them is the best reason to join the Alumni Association? How would you maybe articulate the benefits, both tangible and intangible? And how would you promote the culture of giving and our responsibility to keep striving financially?
That's a very good question. I think what I would start with is like how I would ask them like how their membership was as an undergrad. What were their main takeaways with that? Like what did they learn? What did they like or dislike? And I would just let them know like there's opportunities for fellowship, for collaboration. These district councils are becoming very creative, and so there's a lot of opportunities at district conventions for alumni to have a voice and to have a particular role in these, while also promoting the alumni associations on a district or national level. I think I would just kind of like tell them everything we have to offer on like a leadership level. Like there's national positions, board of trustees positions, there's alumni positions, even district alumni positions. My own two past council members, Maddie and Hunter, they just ran for the SED Alumni Association and they got it. And now they're able to continue to serve the organization. It's not on the biggest level possible, but it's like it's something that you can join, you know, at any point, not any point, but during a district convention. And so that we can serve your district, that way you can serve your organization on a local level. And I think it's a good way to learn more. I mean, there's just a lot that KKSI offers, and I believe that the organization will offer as time goes on. I know Dr. Nick probably does have a lot planned for his term. You know, I would just tell him everything that I know and everything that other people know, and just kind of let them know like there is ways to still serve. You don't just have to work with your band program, even though that's obviously very highly encouraged, but you can work with the fraternity to help others as well.
Most definitely. You brought up Dr. Rohr, and that leads me right into my last question for you, which is about his vision for the 2025-2027 biennium, which is the AEA way. It has 5 main points of continuing the KKSI journey, strengthening the member experience beyond the road to wisdom, solidifying our engagement and volunteer pipeline, moving forward through an aligned goal and purpose, and bringing a sense of joy to all of the work that we do. So in total, his vision is about elevating the fraternity's brand and the member experience. So how would you help support his vision as an alumni association director?
It's a lot to think about. And I think I could say a lot to that. I know I've already talked like a lot on each question, but I feel like there's a lot to say with all of those points. I think on a personal level, everything I do represents Kappa Kappa Psi. Whether it's on my campus or whether it's on my campus at ANT or at my job or wherever I go, I feel like I'm always representing the organization. And I think it's very important that people take an understanding of like everything you do reflects the organization, and people are always watching. And so as a potential director with the Alumni Association, I believe that we have the potential to set a very important branding standard when it comes to not only the Alumni Association but the fraternity as a whole. I believe the board of directors should do everything in their power to like highlight these local alumni associations and highlight alumni association membership. Just that should be number one priority, because if we can get members joining, then we can use their ideas and they can collaborate with local alumni associations, with district alumni associations. Like everyone can collaborate and we can all use each other's ideas to just enhance the possibility of growing the membership just all together. I think I could talk so much about it. I really value what Dr. Nick's visions are, what you just told me, because I think KKSI is, we're at a very good point now. I feel like we have consistent membership numbers across all the chapters. It could be better, obviously, but I think like if we get alumni involvement, that's what's gonna get people to join, I feel like. Because some people may join as seniors and they think, oh, well, what can I do? I'm about to graduate. There's so much more you can do, but do they know that? And so I think it's important that with alumni associations, you know, you're talking to your own chapters, or you're talking to chapters in your particular region to tell them like, hey, like you can join us, you can join your national council, you can join the alumni association. Like there's things you can do. You can ask your district council to give a workshop, because I'm sure there's probably people who are very knowledgeable on a lot of different things, especially like things that pertain to alumni, as far as like growing in your own career, so many other examples. But there's ways people can offer their support, and so I think if we can all just highlight the opportunities that everyone has post graduation, that's what's going to help Dr. Nick fulfill his goals with his council, and then of course with all the district councils coming up. And so I feel like once we can get this started at the national convention this summer, I think we can hit the ground running on the promotion, on setting a branding standard with the fraternity, because I mean that's what's going to help us all kind of do what we want to accomplish, which is increasing membership, making the organization look as presentable, as opportunity filled as possible. I'm going to stop myself there because I can keep going, but I think it's important that Dr. Nick has these values that he's going to present. I agree with everything he's going to put out there, and he has my full support. So I'm excited to see what his administration is going to look like. I think Bong has done a great job as well. Everybody who I've worked with in my time on district leadership, I think everyone's done a great job so far, but there's still so much we can do, and I hope to help continue that on the national level.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Jesse, for answering all my questions today. If anyone wants to reach out or connect with you, where can they find you?
So my email is jessejackson@kkpsi.org. My Instagram is jessevjackson. If you have any questions, feel free to DM me or email me with any questions.
Awesome. And do you have any final thoughts or comments for our listeners today?
Final thoughts. Well, thank you all for listening. I can talk a lot. My thoughts go everywhere, so apologies for that. But I just want to say thank you to the National Council, the Board of Trustees. I appreciate this opportunity to be able to run for a national position with the Alumni Association. And for the fraternity, I love KKSI. It's given so much to me, and I want to give so much back. And just thank you for having me on your podcast. I really appreciate it.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Jesse, again. Appreciate it. This concludes the third episode of our 2025 AABOD candidate interviews. If you have any questions about the candidates or the election process, please visit the Elections tab on our website at kksiaa.org. A big thank you to Victoria Wilkinson for editing these podcast episodes weekly, ensuring our listeners enjoyed the best conversations with each candidate. As always, we'd like to extend a special thanks to the National Alumni Association and Kappa Kappa Psi National Honorary Band Fraternity for making this podcast possible. We have one more episode featuring the remaining candidates in the coming week, so be sure to tune in for all the important information that you need. Have a wonderful day, and as always, AEA.